This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States launched airstrikes against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, U.S. officials said Monday, after a large-scale offensive saw insurgents take over military bases in the region and close in on a key provincial capital. The strikes, carried out over the last 2 days, mark a rare military intervention by the United States since it signed an agreement on troop withdrawal with the Taliban in February. The deal provides for the withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan in exchange for security guarantees from the insurgent group and a pledge to sit down with the Kabul administrations to find a peaceful settlement to decades of war. Fighting has continued despite several rounds of peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators in the Qatari region, capital of Doha, over the past month. Belarus police will now be permitted to use combat weapons in the streets if needed to respond to what the Interior Ministry describes as increasingly radicalized mass anti-government protests. Police said they had detained 713 people at mass protests Sunday, in which security forces used water cannon and batons to break up crowds demanding a new presidential election. Tens of thousands of Belarusians have demonstrated every week since August 9th. Since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. His opponents say the result was falsified. Lukashenko denies rigging the vote. Most opposition leaders have fled the country or have been arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally Turkey should be involved.